Welcome. We're here for the monthly shout in Hawaii. This is going to be alt number two.
Did you almost forget what we were here for? Just, I mean, so caught up in the moment and the energy
beauty.
And the beauty.
And the beauty. And, yeah. And all this incredible group. Here we are, you know, thousands of miles from Colorado, being able to do something in this heavenly place for all of you. And I am excited. We are here at the Chamber Pavilion. We have a great team here. Our dog, and life is good.
Just dog. It's Belle.
Well, I'm trying not to overdo it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And she's trying to rest also, so we have to kind of keep it quiet.
I know.
Yeah. Trying to get a little nap. Welcome everybody. Welcome Chamber from all around the world. It's our pleasure to be here with you, November 2022 for this. It is Alt 2, second in the series, and you know. There's always a lot of commotion right before we start, you know, last minute preparations and get all the equipment and the gear and the crew getting everything ready. But when that song plays, the Majestic Land, it's like, everything kind of settles down. I can feel myself, you know, calming down. And I love that piece of music. We've been using it for as long as I can remember.
It must be 20 years.
Yeah, and never get tired of it.
Never
love that
get
song.
Tired of it. Yeah. No, and I think I get a little overwhelmed because I feel all this, like it's almost like too much sugar. I feel all the Chamber energy gathering from all over the world to be here.
Yeah.
To see what Adamus has to say.
Yeah, of course, what we have to say too, I'm sure.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, welcome again. We're here in Kona, Hawaii at the Chamber Pavilion at Villa Amio. And we're going to be doing the new number two in the Alt series. But right now, let's take a look at what we did last month in Shoud 1 of the Alt series.
Every time he says Alt, I'm thinking, okay, Alt. Now, what's the other? It alternates back to what?
It just keeps alternating. It's, you know, it goes back and forth.
Okay.
It's also like in your computer, Alt-Delete, if you want. But let's not do that today. Anyway, let's take a look at, from last month, Shoud 1 of the Alt series. I am Adamus, and we are now entering into the Alt series. Alt, meaning alternative. Alternative, meaning that there's no longer just one way. There's no longer just one reality. I ask the question to all of you. Is the world a bigger mess right now than it's ever been before? I would say not actually. If you look at it, things like murder and crimes and wars and disease, hunger, on a per capita basis, on an overall basis across the planet, there's actually less of a lot of these things than ever before. But there is a hyper awareness of them now that you didn't used to have. On the planet right now, you have the war. Going many wars, but in particular the one right now with the occupation of Ukraine. There is a very good chance of it being a highly explosive, destructive situation right now in the power vortex. But Chambra, boom, hit the alt button. Shine your light. There are other potentials. Look at the economy. It's going up and down and up and down and down, 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 and then a little bit up. And you wonder, how is this all going to end? Are we all going to starve to death? Is there going to be global chaos, economic ruin for everyone? You've got COVID, you've got diseases and everything else. It's overwhelming. Why stay on the planet? Overwhelming. The weather. The hurricanes, the droughts, the floods, the
earthquakes.
Be careful saying that here. The earthquakes and everything else, and it's overwhelming. You add all these together, you watch 15 minutes of the news. It sounds like a terrible place. It sounds awful. But that's where boom, boom, boom. You hit that alt button. When you hit that all button, you're also sending a light, a signal out to the planet that there are other ways to do this. what's really happening on the planet right now that you're feeling more than anything that's affecting everyone is this mental imbalance. People don't like talking about it. They don't know how to talk about it, is a better way of stating it. It's like a manufacturing process, the whole psychological industry right now. And it gives some temporary relief, but ultimately no real answers. That's more of my concern, and perhaps the most difficult thing about staying on the planet. I mean, you could say that the psychological imbalances, the mind imbalances, are the thing causing wars and causing the power vortex and causing things like hunger and disease. So it's an interesting dilemma on the planet right now, which leads to exactly what we're doing. What we're doing here in the Alt series, what we're doing with Shamba right now, going beyond the mind. Not so very long ago, the mind, being tired and worn out, as you probably are aware of, the mind being kind of boring and staid and dull, the mind finally said, okay, I'll back away. I'll get off the king's throne here. I'll move aside. I'm not going to leave completely, but I'm going to move aside here. I'm going to move over a bit and see what happens. So what happens when the mind goes over to the side? It's still there. It's still functioning, but not controlling. What happens when you're now back on the throne? You, the I Am. The divine being is back on the throne. Well, it's going to scare the hell out of you at first. Reality gets very blurry, if not disjointed, because your natural state is not to try to put all these different sequences or dots together in a unified picture. The common ability is to see all the various layers and levels, to perceive them, not just to see them, to perceive various layers and levels that are occurring simultaneously, sometimes in sync, sometimes out of sync. Doesn't matter. That's your natural state. This experience in biology and ultimately in the mind has allowed you to become embodied within yourself, identifying you, and ultimately be able to identify consciousness and energy. Prior to the physical experiences on this planet, it was very difficult to really understand yourself from the inside, to understand your own consciousness even. When you were able to start calling yourself a master, and that embodiment started to become real, and that master, it went to the mind. And with great compassion and care, it said, mind, you really need to take a careful look here. You've controlled things. You've sat on the crown or on the throne for a long time. Not that throne, the royalty throne. You've sat on the throne for a long time. You need to take a good look at yourself, because you see, you're blocking the way. And as master, even I can't move you out of the way, because you come right back. I don't have the right to do that because you're still busy playing the game, but take a good look at yourself. And that's when the mind said, I'll move over. Not sure what I'm doing here, but I'm going to move over. The mind has now taken a seat over there. Still be part of your everyday life, but the mind is taking a back seat. And what comes next? And that's what we're going to be experiencing, talking about, going through in Kihak and here in the Shouds. I ask you now just to feel and observe what's going on now as the mind does its shift. opens the doorways. It affects the body, yes. It also will affect the body because the mind has controlled the body. And also limited the light body integration into the physical. Feel what's happening right now. What's coming to the chair now, to the throne of your human divine self is your divinity. And it's very, very gentle. As you are opening into the other realms right now within your personal life, realms that have answers that are there instantly, realms that have more potentials, more creativity, right there, right here. It's now beginning to open the dimensional doorways, what we call Heaven's Cross. Other humans won't be aware of it for a while, but it's a direct result of what we're doing here, access for this planet, for humanity, into what lies beyond.
Wow, so much in that channel left open, so many doors and so many potentials. And then he's going to build off of that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, there were some comments in social media. A lot of Shambhara saying that during the shouds, and particularly during the marabs, they tend to go to sleep. And I have no idea what they're talking about because it's so deep. I found myself blinking off during that one.
Did you?
Well, not sleeping, but more like just... I just felt like, oh, so relaxed, and it was going so deep, and yeah.
Well, you know, I know that happens to me, too, and you know, what a lot of it is, when material goes that deep and that far, it's almost like you have to let everything go to really feel it, and mm-hmm. It's more than just the words, it's the energy.
Yeah.
And so as you always point out, it's not really sleep.
No, it's
kind of going to a deeper space and going beyond the mind even.
Yeah. But it feels sleepy, and,
yes,
and a lot of Shambhara actually were very thankful. They said they get their best sleep of the month during the shouds, so that's good.
Ordinarily, that would get you in trouble.
That would. Anyway, we're going to take a look at recent events that we've had. We've been here at Villa Amyo in Kona, Hawaii for the past month, but we did a lot.
A lot went on.
We've been doing filming. We've been doing some live events. This last month, three weeks ago, I think, we did the launch for Rood Awakening, the film, right here from the pavilion, tapped into the Rood crew back in Amsterdam, and it was quite an event. These are just some shots of our setup here, so you can kind of see what it looked like here at the pavilion, but we had a great stage set, and all the cameras and all the equipment getting ready for everything. I mean, it takes a bunch to set up for all this. I mean,
more than people realize, actually.
Yeah, I mean, the crew works at least two solid days on it, and probably a little bit more, but here they're getting ready, showing the white balance test, and camera operators at their finest, getting ready for everything, and getting rehearsed. Mark Ritter's pretending he's sitting in for me for it, but it was such a fun event. We had over 800, almost 900 people online for the launch from all around the world. It raised a lot of money for the Rood Awakening movie, and more than anything, we all wove our energies into it, and you really made it a very, very special event.
And again, it is truly the Shambhara story, and it is done so well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm excited. I can't wait till I can find out when I can actually be able to refer people to it, because there's so many times where people don't really understand what your journey is, what your path is, and that really does a great job of defining the journey. So I can't wait.
It does. And right now they're going to the next step after they take a little bit of a relaxation and pause, get their energy back together. But then it's off to the film festivals. And from that, hopefully, they'll get a partner in distribution and get the film out. We don't know yet, but that was a one-time deal. We can't replay it right now. And for those of you who watched it, remember, you still have that 90-day access. So now you've got about 75 days or whatever, 70 days access to the bonus material. And some of it's really great.
Shows great.
A lot of other interviews, a lot of the behind the scenes. It's really, really fun. Hours and hours and hours worth of really cool content. So anyway, that was great. And we also this last month did another time traveling with the Damas workshop just last weekend. About a week ago. Yeah.
It was a week ago.
I have no reference for time anymore.
I don't either.
I think from time traveling, but just the work that we're all doing, no reference for time. I just, the other day I was sure it was Saturday and I was sure it was February and I was sure it was 2082. I mean, it's just, I am so out of it with time.
Well, and I think that happens more here, particularly on Hawaii.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's incredible. And it happens in Colorado too, but snow does help keep me in the season a little bit more than I want.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it's been really crazy.
Anyway, we had a small group. We're still suffering that COVID travel thing, but we had fun. I mean,
awesome group.
Yeah, awesome group. This is a shot of Natalie getting ready for the food service. She dressed up every day because it was over Halloween. Every day here, she's a taco, in case you were wondering, what is that she's wearing? But it is a taco.
It was one of those taco to me.
Yeah, when we had people from, I think, 8 or 9 different countries,
yeah,
something
it was
like
amazing.
That. Belle was a hit,
as
usual.
Always.
You know, she loves the pets and the attention, and even goes around during the actual workshop and visits each one of the attendees. I mean, she's an amazing girl.
She's a star.
She is the star of the show. So, anyway, great group. We had a lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to eventually having this as a cloud class. It is so intense and not what you think. You know, we don't hop into little time machines and go back to 1812 or anything.
Thank God.
That'd be kind of fun, but, you know, it's not part of the deal. Anyway, let's take a look now at upcoming events.
Okay, and we've got some.
We've got some right here from Villa Amio coming up, in just a couple days. It's the first Staying in Grace workshop.
And you're not saying much about it. Are you comfortable? Are you nervous? I mean, I'm excited. That's a beautiful...
I have no idea what it's going to be about. I mean, but who, me worry? I mean, you know, I mean, it's just, it's going to happen. I mean, you know, Damas always kind of waits till the last minute. He doesn't tell me stuff up front, which the staff knows very well. But with Staying in Grace, I'm just going to stay in grace. I'm going to just be in the flow of things. That is sold out, in case you suddenly have the urge to come on over, but it is sold out. Following that is Masters in Communication. That's November 21 through 25, and we do have spaces open on that.
And that's the one that's over Thanksgiving.
Yes, we're going to have Thanksgiving dinner right here.
We are.
And as a matter of fact, this is the evolution of the channeling workshop.
Right.
Remember, used to love doing that, and then at one point Adama said, no, we're evolving that. Masters in Communications, and there's some amazing physics in it.
Yeah, there really are.
Very, very cool.
Usually the attendees are quite happy with their experiences.
Yeah, shortly after that, Linda and I head back to Colorado, back to the studio, back to the snow. We're going to be there for Sexual Energy School Online. It's December 9th through the 11th from the studio. Linda and I host it live. We're with you the entire weekend, and I always love doing SES. You and I have done it at least between live events and cloud classes, 50, 60 times.
Many, many times. And, you know, I want you to realize that this material is so supportive of life and relationships with yourself and others that because of attendees at workshops telling that they could feel when someone had not taken SES or had, that's the only requirement we have for any of our workshops. That's it.
Yeah, and it's really about the basics of energy management.
Absolutely.
I want to throw in a personal comment here, but I hear people now and again say that they never they get it energetically, they never took it, and I appreciate that, and there's no pressure or anything, but what happens is then the comment we hear so often, somebody finally takes it, and they said, oh my God, I can't believe I haven't taken it up to now. I mean, it's so rich and so core to everything that we're doing. Actually, we recorded some comments you and I made about it. I believe it was during an actual SES. Let's take a listen to that now.
Oh,
because we probably said it better than what we're saying right now.
Probably.
So we're going to continue today a little bit more with Adamus on the powerless life, which is basically the master's life. Then we're going to come back to Tobias and what Linda called the History Channel. And it talks about the whole history of the sexual energy virus, how it began, how it proliferated, how it came to Earth, and how now it's part of really every part of society. I love it because it's a phenomenal look at how, I mean, we're talking theoretically about the sexual energy virus, but now it's about, Tobias is going to show you how it gets into every part of life, and you start to think, oh my gosh, it's everywhere.
But once you see it, once you go through these experiences, you will never see life quite the same ever again.
That's true. With a sexual energy school, you never see things the same again. And that's a good thing, because you start realizing when people are trying to feed on you, and there are many ways to do it. I mean, they can do it either through anger and abuse. They can also do it through, I don't know what you call it, the manipulation and the, oh, poor me, and, you know, you need to take care of me and that type of thing. So you start seeing it in every part of life. I love Sexual Energy School because it deals with the core issues. And, you know, even though we recorded this back in 2006, 2007, it is so relevant today because it ultimately deals with energy. And isn't that what Adamus is talking about today?
Of course.
Your energy.
Of course.
It's all right here. And then he's giving the picture now of how the energy, the soul, everything all ties in together. So this is core because it's all about balancing, managing, and loving your energy.
Well, this abuse thing that we talk about is often just seen as physical.
Right.
And we realize it goes way beyond that, because the psychological can be just as damaging or
psychic
more.
Psychic abuse. Psychic abuse ranges from literally black magic and witchcraft to somebody who's doing psychic abuse but doesn't realize they're doing that. But it's a psychic abuse type of thing that happens. And it goes very, very deep. I mean, it gets into your dreams. It gets into everything. It's really controlling another person or letting yourself be controlled.
Well, we hope that gave you a sense of the passion we all have for that material. Again, it will change your life. You will never see relationships the same again. It is so supportive. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So if you haven't taken SES, yes, you can get it energetically, but I'd really recommend you try it for the whole thing. It's there's a lot of energy right when we're doing it.
Absolutely.
Even though, you know, it's webcast, but there's when that group gathers, you know, for that weekend, there is so much going on, a lot of transformation.
Right.
Okay.
And wait, but wait.
But wait, what?
We have a Christmas party coming up for our next show.
We do. Yeah.
That's December
17th.
17th, exactly.
Yeah, from the Crimson Circle Connection Center in Colorado, our annual Christmas party. We delayed it a little bit so that we have time to get back, do SES, and then have the party.
Right.
But I look forward to it. It's always a festive occasion. We bring in, I should not be carrying on because
it's sold out. Don't
all
say
right,
anymore. Right. But you can watch.
We'll put the cameras on. You can watch us eat. So that is coming up. And then shortly after that, we start the new year. What will be in 23? It's actually you moan and groan, but I look at it and say, I can't believe it's 2023. I mean, when I was young, which was a long time ago, I could barely imagine the year 2000.
I know.
And then when the year 2000 hit, I could barely imagine 2012, you know. And to try to think now we're actually made it to 2023, that's pretty phenomenal.
It's not 2023 yet.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I think we're going to make it to 2023. Anyway, we have a thing that we do every year now to kick off the new year in style and class, and it's called Pronost. This year we have Pronost 2023, of course. This is Adamus' time when he talks about a lot about world events. He doesn't talk about it a lot on a normal basis because it's all about us. It's all about our journey. It's all about realization and staying as masters. But once in a while, during Pronast, he talks about the world and what will come. It's always intense. It's always kind of a shocker. I remember after some of them, like, oh my gosh, you know, the things he said, you know, particularly about technology and what's going to happen in the future. But now it's like, oh yeah, I get it.
Well,
yeah.
It's scary because he tends to be right.
He tends to be right. Well, because it's trends, not predictions.
Right, right.
You know, he's looking at the trend, you know, the boat going out to sea and the direction it's going at. And it's pretty easy to trend, predict, right. You know.
Right.
I mean, what? Now, all right, he's saying it's not easy. All right, but it's different than doing predictions.
Well, and I like that what he presents to all of us is from basically a broader perspective than what we ourselves can necessarily see.
Yeah, he kind of rises up above the noise and says, okay, here's what's going on the planet. But it's always fascinating. It's one of the most intense things I channel during the year and the preparation that I go through and getting ready and then actually doing it. But anyway, this year it's live online from the Crimson Circle Connection Center on January 14th. Yeah, so it kicks in right away. So I'm looking forward to it. Hope you all join us for that.
Oh, and then
after that,
we are going to be doing Aspectology January 27th through the 29th. And as you know, that's a core class. It's very, very important material. And Jeff, you know, that was always interesting for you. You even did a channel that was a challenge.
Yeah, that's because he talks about the different aspects, and Tobias does, and he talks about the light aspects, you know, the easy ones, the gray ones, which tend to be what most of the non-white ones are, the gray, and then the bad ones, the dark aspects. So that was quite an experience. That was years and years ago, and I don't think I've gotten over it yet.
Well, and what's really, really nice about it is once you understand how these aspects work, you can actually use them in a very positive manner to purpose them the way that is best for everyone.
And then integrate them.
Yes.
Yeah. And once you learn what aspects are, how to create them and how to integrate them or keep them integrated, it's kind of fun because you can create an aspect for, you know, whatever. You know.
You have one for going to Costco.
No, it's yes, it's a gray aspect. Get out of my way. No, actually, I don't mind going to Costco. Some people don't. It's a large, well, actually, they're worldwide now. I don't mind going to Costco as long as I keep walking. I can't stand, like, stopping and looking at, you look at packages. And, oh, do you know this has such and such? I don't care. Throw it in the cart. I'm doing it energetically. Oh, that feels good. Ooh, it's a box of cookies. All right, throw it in. But Aspectology is just tremendous. It's really, Tobias called it the new energy psychology. So it's the original sessions with Tobias and then updates with Adamus. So, you know, you get both of them. We only offer it one time a year in January. So if you're interested, now's the time to take it. We do have translations into 17 languages, which is a lot. And you get 90 days streaming, so you don't have to absorb it all at once. You get 90 days to go back and review the videos.
It's material you truly can use in your life, and you do.
Yeah. So let's take a look at this short blurb about aspectology.
Okay.
Each of us at times find ourselves in difficult or challenging circumstances. Whether these situations are clearly self-created or appear to be the product of chance, it's frustrating when life goes into disarray. From things like self-sabotage, bad luck, and debilitating fear, to harassment from other people and repeating patterns of failure, it can seem that the odds are always stacked against you. But there's actually nothing wrong. You're simply playing out old unconscious patterns. All too often, these episodes are caused by unintegrated aspects, parts of our personality operating unconsciously and triggering difficulties of all kinds. Once you understand what's really happening, you can get back in the driver's seat of your life. The new energy psychology called Aspectology is based on the understanding that you are whole and complete at the core. This new and very effective path to genuine healing requires a deep commitment to self. Those who have made this ongoing choice have reported remarkable inner renewal, the end of destructive patterns, and profound life changes. This new energy psychology will provide you a new understanding for true restoration. Aspectology, for giving you back to yourself.
And we have the spring events coming up, and they're in Colorado.
I just want to say another word about aspectology.
Go ahead. Which aspect?
I love it. I love it. It's deep. It really ties in well with SES. The two work so well together.
That's true.
And, you know, having taken SES, then you move to the next level, aspectology. It's almost like graduate school to really help you understand all the commotion that's going on. And over the years, I've heard such comments from people, and particularly from psychologists and psychiatrists that take the course and learn so much from it and then integrate it into their
concepts,
counseling.
Yeah.
The concepts, not all the, you know, channels and everything, but the actual concepts. So anyway, I wanted to throw that
in. No, that's important. We have heard that a lot, and I never would have expected that. It was very cool. So we're back here in Kona for the spring events, winter spring. And there's quite a lineup.
We do. We have time traveling with Adamus once again, February 19th through the 23rd. We do have space available on that. And
we do.
Remember, getting out of the cold and the snow and the grayness and all the rest of that in February is so ideal. You come here to Hawaii and it's warm and green and lush all year round.
You can swim in the ocean. Yeah. The ocean is 80 degrees. Yeah. It's heaven.
Followed by that, we have Masters in Communications, March 17th through the 21st, right here at the studio. We want to note, if you've already signed up for that, we had a slight date change. You've probably been notified by customer service, but we had a date change for a very good reason. We have space available on that also, but the reason we had to change the date was because somebody, Adamus, said cancel all of your plans for March 22nd.
He
that
did.
Would have been the last day of the workshop, and he's saying, cancel everything because that is the day for Heaven's Cross. He's been kind of elusive about it when they first started talking about it back at the Dream of the Merlin event a couple months ago. It was sometime in March or sometime between then and March.
Right.
Then
it
got to be sometime in March, and then he finally announced it the other day. I literally was sitting up at the on the lanai doing office work, working with Gene and the magazine, getting that out, and suddenly popped in and just said March 22nd. And I'm like, what? It's March 22nd, and left. And I was like, oh, he must mean Heaven's Cross, so I assume that's what he meant. But he finally gave us the date, which is good because now we can do a little planning. We had to shift that other workshop and that, but it is March 22nd. It's with the beloved Saint Germain. Yeah, not necessarily Adamus. It's going to be free online. We're going to be doing it online from Kona. We'll let you know the time and everything later on, but we're always a big-time difference with everybody, so we'll be
we
up
really
early
work
for that.
To optimize what's best for everybody because we know it's tricky.
It's free, so we ask you to join in with Chambra from all around the world because, according to Adamus, this changes the potential for everything.
Everything.
Changes the potential for everything. And it's like, that's a big statement.
Well, and he's made, you know, it's because of Chambra and their consciousness that this is even occurring, he says.
Absolutely. So do mark your calendars for March 22nd, and we'll be webcasting live from here in Kona, probably pretty early in the morning to make sure to catch everybody in Europe and Australia, New Zealand, and Korea, Japan. So, but we will be doing it. Okay, and moving on, we got a couple other workshops to end that spring-winter season. We have the new Master Circle coming up the 19th through the 13th of April. Only 10 spaces left on that. Linda was saying...
It's a new event.
Yeah, she was saying before, would I explain it? The best explanation I can give is what Adamus gave me, because, you know, I mean, we haven't done it yet. But he said we used to do something similar back in the mystery schools. We didn't call it Master Circle. But we would get together for like an open discussion, an open forum, and talk about the matters of importance to people. It wasn't the regular studies that we were doing on an everyday basis at the Mystery School, but this was a time for everybody to talk, to contribute, to dive into the what are the issues that we're facing. Right. So that should be a good one.
Sounds huge.
Yeah.
And there are only a few spaces left,
only
10 spaces
few.
Left.
Right.
As that might have changed already, actually. And then we have Staying in Grace. And when is that? That's April 23rd through the 27th?
That's right, right here in Kona. Space is available. Remember, April is snowy, but not here. And then,
yeah.
And then once again, in mid-May, we have the Master Circle once again. Can't say too much about it, but I have a feeling it's going to be lively. I have a feeling it's going to bring out the people that really want to get into a discussion. You know, they want to hear from Adamus, but they want to get into a discussion with Adamus, with the other group. It's kind of a, I don't want to say free for all, but it's like a kind of an open type thing. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm looking to see.
Yeah, we should have a little asterisk, Master Circle TBD, to be determined. Okay,
got that right.
So that's our winter and spring season. And we're already planning stuff for the summer and fall next year, but we're not going to talk about it right now.
Not yet. No, no.
All right. Well, right now it's time for Shambra News. This is time we go in and talk about various things that are going on in Shambra land. So as always, we start out with the Shambra magazine. It's an amazing publication. I think it's grown to, I don't know, 60 pages or something now. It's always a rush to get it out the door. We call it Hell Week, within the Crimson Circle, because we're getting ready for the Shoud. We're putting out the magazine. Certain members of the staff are just tearing their hair out, and but they're used to it. There's always great articles, but also all the workshops, all the products, everything you need to know is right in that one spot.
That's what's really amazing. It's very, so you don't have to be searching around. It's all in the magazine.
Yeah, and we don't send out emails on a regular basis. You get an email about the Shambra magazine, and that's
just
it, unless
released.
It's really, really important.
Yeah.
So don't forget to check it out. It helps you to reap the wisdom from what you sow.
Whoa.
Yeah, I like that. The first thing in the news is coming November 15th.
Ugh.
Remember, we just talked about Heaven's Cross, but coming November 15th is the new Cloud Class, Heaven's Cross, preparing for the opening.
Wow.
We recorded that very recently.
Very recently.
And I have to say that after we recorded it, I was out of it for probably 4 days. I just couldn't operate, couldn't
Crashed.
Think. I was, and it wasn't just tired. It wasn't even tired. It was like, I was just dumb.
Discombobulated?
Yeah, and just dumb. So anyway, Adamus has said that he's going to do a couple of these Heaven's Cross Cloud classes prior to doing the actual opening on March 22nd. He wants to prepare those who really want to get ready for it, and that's what it's all about. It features Adamus. We filmed it recently,
right.
And features Adamus. A lot of details about Heaven's Cross, what it is, what to expect, how to tap into it. But he opens up with what was a tough one to do. The first session is about global hopelessness. And, after we get done recording that session, the staff was just, they were just...
We needed a break.
We needed a break, yeah. But it was so important to discuss that because it sets the tone for what happens with Heaven's Cross. And I don't want to say too much about it, but it was really important to say, okay, we got this issue on the planet,
right.
Hopelessness. That could lead to depression, anxiety, a lot of other things, but you have that percent of the population that's just feeling hopeless. Now you have all these other dynamics at work, and suddenly, boom, you got the opening of Heaven's Cross. So there's 5 sessions. Early bird price is $150. It'll probably go up to like $8,000 after the early bird. All right, $200. It'll be available as a cloud class through the Crimson Circle store on November 15th. November 15th, you get 90 days to view it. So if you really want to know more about Heaven's Cross, if you want to get prepared for Heaven's Cross, make sure to check it out. And we just have a brief little trailer to show you, just to really whet your appetite for the upcoming Heaven's Cross cloud class.
It's big.
It's big.
Thank you.
Earth humans have been shut off from the other realms for about as long as the planet has been here. It was part of the setup, part of the plan. Not intentional forgetfulness, but a focus on this planet, a focus of going into biology, a focus ultimately that went into the mind. But it was so that you could live in this experience here on the planet in a very defined time and space, with a very defined set of linear circumstances that in your life. Now, here we are in a time when everything is going very fast. You have the advent of technology, you have a more populated world than ever before. You have a long overdue change that's occurring in so many things in society, in the physical body, in the mind. It's all been a pent-up demand that's occurring. Then you have enough people around the planet that are expanding their consciousness. Enough people that are opening and allowing. They've gotten beyond doing prayer and doing ritual and all the other stuff, and they're truly beings of consciousness now. And they're bringing more and more and more consciousness to the planet every day. Now, you have the other force occurring, is more and more hopelessness, mental imbalance, anger. We didn't even talk about anger. That's another one. You have more of this, and all these dynamics are setting up this opening of Heaven's Cross. What that means poetically is that this encasement around human consciousness and around the human mass consciousness, there's going to be a hole in it, a crack in the eggs, so to speak. And that hole is going to open up, and it's going to allow more divine energies, more consciousness to flow to this planet. It's going to open up the other realms.
It's big.
Yes. Just a reminder, November 15th, with the Heaven's Cross Cloud Class, it'll be available. The whole thing is, haven't been able to put my arms around ever since they first talked about it, with Saint Germain talking about it at the Merlin event, the Dream of the Merlin event in September, and that just kind of hit me in the face, and I still haven't really been able to embrace the whole thing yet, but we have plenty of time. We have a number of months, but this would be a great preparation getting you ready for Heaven's Cross.
It really a lot of potential.
And our spotlight this month happens to tie in very well to it. It is actually the Seven Seals. You know, every month we take a product because we have so many things in the store, and things can get lost, new things coming in. But there were some real classics in there. And one of them was Seven Seals. This was actually done originally back in Israel. It's Tobias's interpretation of the biblical Seven Seals with music by Yoham. I wasn't that familiar with the Seven Seals, and I'm not that familiar with the Bible, so it was especially interesting for me when he first recorded this. Remember the first time we ever did this?
Switzerland at the circus.
Yeah. We didn't record it for there, but we were doing a workshop in Zurich, and it was going to be a really small group at somebody's house, at Fred and Vrenny Krenbrühl, and it just grew so much they had to rent a circus tent. It was the only place in town they could find. And there was like 150 people that showed up, and this is where Tobias first did the Seven Seals. It was an unusual circumstance. I mean, a big top and the circus. And
nothing typical.
Nothing typical. And then literally, I kid you not, we didn't know this, but it was the circus. So the seal tent was right next door to where we were. and they all started barking right during the middle of Tobias's channeling of the seven seals. It was like, all right, guys, this is really funny. But anyway, we later recorded it at Sharfstein Studios in Tel Aviv, Israel. I think it was February 20, 2009. There's seven tracks plus an introduction, and we're offering it 20% or 15% off during October. So it's like, I don't know, $12.75 or something. It's downloadable with the audio and the text and seven language translations.
Yeah, and it's just audio.
It's just audio. It's really beautiful, though. I mean, and, you know, when he explains what the seven seals really mean,
right,
you're like, phew. And the way it ties into Heaven's Cross is, right, in that cloud class, Adamus does refer to the seven seals and talks
literally
about how all this ties together, really, right, providing an opening for humanity on the seven seals. So we have a little bit of a recap on seven seals. Here it is. As we go into the realms of the seven seals, seven old belief systems that have helped to create your reality. Take a deep breath as we venture into the seven seals. First seal is separation. The separation came when you first left home, when you left the oneness and the love of spirit, so that you could come to know yourself as a sovereign being, as your own God. But this feeling of separation has been with you ever since the beginning of your own soul. The feeling that you couldn't any longer connect with this thing called spirit, with the source, with love. It is time now to remember where you came from. Take a deep breath as we continue into the fourth seal. This is the seal of sin, the belief in sin, the belief that you have done something that is unholy, unsacred. It has suffocated the divine light within you, this belief in sin. Oh, dear one, there is no sin. It is all about experience. The seventh seal is also a seal of yourself, of the divine self, combined with the human self, into the self of now. And as you unlock this seventh seal, the essence of yourself is revealed, the I Am presence. I am that I am. All that I am. Take a deep breath and feel the presence of the I Am Self. One thing thing I remember about when we recorded it back in Tel Aviv. We went into the studio, and so often when you go into the studio, you know, like perhaps I would be in a booth doing the channeling Tobias, doing the voiceover, and then later on they'd do the music and all sorts of, you know, guitar separate recording and the singing separate, and then you piece them all together in post-production. We went in without any rehearsal whatsoever. I mean, no rehearsal, and we went into the studio and cut the whole thing right then and there, all together, real time. So as Tobias was channeling, they were doing the music, and Anat was singing, Gerhard on the guitar, and we had a couple other musicians in the room. And we just went through it in one take and nailed it. I mean, it was, to this day, it still blows me away.
We didn't know how to do it any other way.
Well, yeah, but we could have, you know.
I know.
But the fact is, it's almost unheard of. You just go in without any rehearsal.
Natural.
I mean, we knew what we were going to talk about, but I had no idea the music that they were going to play. I don't know if they did. And it just, we did it all in one cut. We finished.
Yep.
It was, I don't know, a little over an hour. We finished, and we just all looked at each other. I remember you were sitting there. We're just like, wow.
It was,
you know,
a wow.
Because we had said in advance, okay, we'll go, and then if we need to stop and pause or, you know, do stuff, but we didn't. We just nailed it in the first
flow.
Cut. So Seven Seals, it's a classic. It's available now during November as the Spotlight product. And just then a reminder that the Dream of the Merlin event is available online as a cloud class. There were some incredible sessions. That wasn't, you realize that was only, 7 weeks ago? Yeah.
Oh,
September,
right.
October, and it's like 7 or 8 weeks ago. To me, it seems like 6 months ago. But I'm timeless these days. We had some great sessions with Adamus.
Good sessions.
A very poignant session with Sam, by the way. He will be coming to talk to us again before, you know, he walks on. The humor and wit of Kathumi. A great session with Tesla. Really enjoyed channeling that. Merlin was one of the most popular. He had a great thing, you know, with the sitting in the room and the left door, right door. It was really fascinating.
It was amazing the way they all, and even though each one was very different, they each actually tied in. It was so wonderful.
And then Saint Germain hit it out of the ballpark with his wrap up and also talking about Heaven's Cross. So that's only been like 7-8 weeks.
Right.
Wow. It's available in the Crimson Circle store as a streaming cloud class. You have 90 days to view the video and read the text. So that was one of those, it was really worth it to, you know, like to really understand where things are right now, where we go. So totally enjoyed that one.
It was really great. You did a good job, Jeff.
Well, everybody did, including the entities, you know.
Of course.
I'm just the translator.
Well,
anyway.
You had to be awake.
Before we go on break, we want to offer a very special thank you to everybody that makes this happen. To, oh my gosh, we have the Crimson Circle Angels. They're just, they really make it happen in every
truly
way.
Truly wonderful.
We have the translators. We have the website hosts. There's the Crimson Circle crew and staff. There are so many around the world. If you want to see how extensive the list is of the people who are working to make this possible, go to the back of the Chambre magazine. I think it's like 4 pages long of
it's impressive,
credits
truly.
To everybody who makes this possible.
A lot of contribution.
We want to thank you for that. And we're going to be taking a coffee bio break, we'll be back at 5:30 the hour, depending on where you live, but it will be 5:30 the hour. So take a moment to get some refreshments, take a little walk, get some breathing. We're going to come back and see what Adamus has to smack us with today.
Whoops. I hope it's not a smack.
Thank you. See you in about 35 minutes. Thank you.